All right, folks, time for another episode of Never Trust a Skinny Cook. It looked like from social media, Sammy, everybody had a really good black powder and modern rifle season, and it's still bow season, and Brett County folks are still killing deer.
Oh, I just couldn't get over all these kids that killed them. And
so far, I'm eating tag soup.
You're going to just boil that tag.
I've seen some. I've been horn hunting, and I just haven't seen the antlers that I want. And Ethan's been in the same boat. He killed a doe, and we've enjoyed it. I need to go take my does. My brother-in-law bought an industrial dehydrator.
Oh, he did.
Oh, yeah. You talk about fun. I've made jerky and made jerky. My jaws are sore as we speak.
Made jerky out of everything came by.
Yes. I keep the tenderloins and backstrap, and on the rest of Ethan's dough, he asked me, he said, Dad, would it be okay if you just made jerky out of the whole deer? So I did. And got some real nice jerky mix and cure out at Lucas Brothers. Best I ever had. Best I ever tried. So go see those folks. They've got it. It's got a cure. I let it sit in the cure for a couple of days, cut into my strips, and put my spice on it and put it in the dehydrator. And, boy, made my garage smell so good.
Oh, I bet that smelled good.
And we've been eating the backstrap and tenderloin sliced into steaks. Ethan and I have been trying to do paleo post-Thanksgiving after we've ate 5 pounds of dressing apiece. We decided we might ought to paleo it for a while. So Angie's been sauteing deer steaks for us.
And, you know, deer is really, it's really good for you. It's
very
not
lean.
You know, I'm not a hunter, and Raleigh wasn't a hunter. Don didn't deer hunt, but most of mine has been at the graciousness of my friends that I have. But I love to cook that backstrap or loin.
That's the best.
I'll beat that a little bit, you know, with my meat tenderizer, dip it in a little flour, fry it in a little bacon grease.
Well, that's the way
that's
I want it.
That's paleo, isn't
it? Yeah, I want it covered in Kentucky kernel and fried in bacon grease.
And
if
you
I
know
get it that
Daddy, is it's good as it comes.
Make biscuits and gravy, and you're in heaven.
A little mashed potatoes on the side.
The best.
You know, Lee cooks. I think he cooks. And now Mr. Meissner, who I talked about last week on the show, he deer hunts too. He's a man.
He's a
of
jack
many,
of all trades.
Many. I'll have to tell to Chana. Of course, they live in Indiana, but I'll have to tell him he needs to look on there and listen to that we talked about.
That's right.
Him. But he hunts, and I think Lee cooks them on the grill. Cooks his steaks on the grill.
Well, they're good, and you know, there's so many things you can do. Webs, of course, Marty and that bunch, they've been at it for years and years and got a good clean facility, and they make wonderful bratwurst and Italian sausage and deer bologna.
You know, I think they had some Fantastic. Of that down at the farmhouse, at the farm store at Cloverport.
It's as good as it gets. Deer bacon.
I know. I have had.
Oh, man.
Raleigh's cousin, Gene Connor, used to come down here and hunt and hasn't been for a long time. I haven't talked to him, you know, but he brought me one time. I think he had his made at Boone's in Bardstown.
They're good, too. Yes, ma'am.
And he had, of course, that was closer to where he lived. And he brought me deer bologna. And that was the first time I'd ever eaten it. Now, I love deer summer sausage.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, Kevin Brown, he makes his own.
And he is him and Teddy are real hunters.
They are sportsmen.
They sure are.
They are truly, truly sportsmen. And, of course, Kevin makes those gorgeous bows.
Best bow, the best traditional bow made in America today is made right here in Brett County.
He's just making them like crazy, I think, now.
Let's give him a plug. Her Way Bows, Arlington, Kentucky.
Her Way Bows, listen. They are.
They're works
of art.
Yes.
They're something that you could just hang on your wall if you weren't a
Dad wants one so bad. And I told him, I said, Dad, just go see Kevin and tell him what you want.
And he'll make it.
So now he's on the spot. So, Kevin, you know Dad wants a bow. He's been saying it for 2 years. So
we need to sign up. They give them away a lot of places. Kevin gives one, and you buy chances, you know.
Right.
And I bought some chances, and I thought, sure, I'd win it. But guess what? I didn't win it.
They're so cool. And it's so neat to see the game that he and Teddy harvest with those bows.
I know it is. And, I mean, he puts those bows on Facebook as usual. You know, he'll make a pink one for a pretty little girl.
He's so cool.
They are
just,
I mean, he is really, really talented. And I think they're really becoming nationally known.
Sure, he's well respected.
He ships them everywhere.
They're awesome. And, you know, there's a lot of deer killed with them. Deer hunting, I always thought that the school system ought to just let Brett County kids out the first Monday and Tuesday of gun season. Because I'm not going to lie to you, Sammy, I did not go to school the first Monday and Tuesday of deer season when I was a junior and senior. I just didn't.
Well, I'll tell you this is funny, too. You most people know where I live on 333 between 60 and Webster. Okay, they come over the hill, you know, the cut there by the J.B. Ball Road.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the first day of deer season, was it on Saturday this year?
Yes, ma'am, Saturday morning.
Okay. Sammy went to sleep too early the night before, so she woke up about 4 o'clock and thought, well, I'm going to go in the living room. I got a new TV, and it's better in the living room. So I go in there and get my recliner. Well, I got a big window that looks up the road toward Jonathan's and up there. And I'm sitting there, and I just look. Here comes a car. Here comes another car. It's about 5 o'clock in the morning. One right after the other, and I thought, oh, you reckon Webster's on fire?
Right.
Something terrible's happened. And I watched no telling how many cars came by there, and it dawned on me, this is deer season.
Deer season.
And you know, Lodiburg, Walnut Grove.
Monster buck territory.
Well, really, when I really realized it was somebody turned in the drive on back on Charles and Jonathan's, because I thought, what's somebody going back there so early? And I thought, that's what all those cars are. You cannot imagine how many cars.
Oh, I can.
I hope every one of them got one, because I tell you, when you see a dead deer on the road, you know somebody's car's tore up.
That's right. I've hit one in about every vehicle I've ever owned.
Well, and so, you know, somebody that was dear to us, me from one side of the family and you the other, was killed when a deer came in the front window.
I would like to see their population controlled more.
Somebody hit one between my house, right past it, Gabe's Drive. They must have been going 100 miles an hour because they pulverized it. And then went over and Gabe's...
I saw that one. I was on my way to Johnson's.
Knocked Gabe's mailbox down and took 2 or 3 fence posts. They're bound to have been flying.
Yeah.
But there was no deer left. I mean...
I'll tell you. And they, you know, they are... And the zoning, of course, zoning's different everywhere. Some counties in Kentucky get an extra week of modern gun season that we don't get. But I think, you know, different parts of the county have different deer populations.
Right.
Like where you live and where I live, well, they're thick as rats.
Nora and Amy came in the other day to my house late afternoon, when I rode in front of them.
Oh, yeah. I was going to get Anna at Custer yesterday from academic practice, just an hour later than normal, and saw 12 in one field.
Well, this one came across the road, Nora. Amy laughed. She said, well, I did mama like I did.
Right.
Threw my hand out, and she said if she'd been going fast, she would hit it.
So the best thing to do to control the population, folks, is let's eat them things.
Right. And you know what they're saying? I watch some of the, what is the show, the hunting show that's on Sunday afternoon?
Kentucky Fields, one of my favorites.
I like that, and then I used to listen to it on the radio. I did, but I watch it all of the time, and... You know, they do a lot of things of giving deer care and food.
Right.
You can give a deer, in case you're tagged, I guess. But, you know, in Tennessee, where my friend Larry is, he can kill 14, I think.
The further south you get, the more of them you can kill.
I don't know why it's so bad here, because there is a lot of deer here.
Seems like we do. I think somebody told me one time from Fish and Wildlife that Kentucky had a capacity of X amount of deer, and we were about 6 times over that.
You know, and when I was young, you didn't see a lot of deer. That's like coyotes and turkeys and everything else. I don't know. I guess maybe it's the stuff we grow now that makes them so many.
Dad's told me, he said, you know, back when he was a teenager, if somebody saw a deer, the whole county heard about
it.
It was a big deal.
I can remember Mama seeing one. I don't see them right around my house, but now I do see them toward Charlie Smith's. I've had several come across the road in front of me, and then on up toward Barrett's, you know, I see them there. But... I don't see them. A lot of people take pictures. They see them in their yards.
Right.
Now, occasionally, I see turkeys in the back.
Those are getting thick, too. I didn't have very good luck this year with those either. I've not had a good hunting
year. I never saw a turkey till I can't think. Well, it's been longer than I think. It was before Raleigh died, but I was over with him feeding one afternoon. And that was the first turkey I ever saw. He said, come here and look. And there was a mother hen and little turkeys across
the pond.
There's
something, ain't they?
That was the first time I've ever seen it. It probably was... You know, Raleigh died in 89, so probably was 40 years ago or 30. But that was the first time. And it was a big deal to him.
It was a big deal then to see a turkey.
Country guy, yeah, who's out dozing and out everywhere, big enough that he came and got me to come see him.
Well, the thing, too, with wild game, you can do, of course, wild turkey's the best thing in the world. You don't have to do a thing to it.
No,
it's perfect. Slice it and pan fry it, and it's my favorite thing that comes out of the woods.
That's the way I cook.
I love it.
But with deer, now, somebody gave me a goose one time.
They're a little greasy, aren't they?
I cooked that. I cooked it and cooked it and cooked it. I enjoy cooking, which tells you how to cook everything from an armadillo to a possum. And I looked at how to cook a goose, you know. You put an apple and a carrot, maybe something else inside of it, and you roast it in a roasting pan. And then people told me later that what you're really supposed to do is you throw the goose away and eat that one.
Right. Goose is okay. Goose is the best thing to do to a goose. You're going to laugh at me. It's making it into jerky.
Well, Mama was.
Goose jerky's great.
Mama was always, she always liked to try everything. And Daddy was gone on a trip or something. That's when we lived in the trailer over at the farm. Raleigh shot a goose. He very seldom ever shot anything. And that might not be the one. Charlie Monarch might have given it to me. But I cooked it and cooked it the time they said, and it was toast and raw. And I cooked it some more. And I think we ate something else that night because Mama would come over to eat goose with us. And then I think I took what was left and put it in the pressure cooker.
Trying to salvage that goose.
My wild goose cooking was not particularly
good. It was a wild goose chase, wasn't it?
It was a wild goose chase. Now,
a lot of people get put off with deer, too. And, of course, everybody's got their opinion. This is Brett County, so I may feel the ire of 50 people. But I think, you know, deer is lean.
Oh, no fat at all.
And it's got tallow on it like a sheep or a goat almost. You don't want deer fat. Deer fat's not good. So a lot of times people don't like deer burger because it falls apart. It's too lean. If you'll cut that with ground pork, two parts deer to one part ground pork, it'll really make you some good deer burger.
That's what Norton Burner did when he was living, and he would kill a deer. He was a hunter and liked to hunt. And that's when they bought that grinder I was talking about the other day, making sausage with. It fits on your mixer, you know, your big mixer. And works really well.
Right.
And they ground up most of the deer. But then she went to the grocery and bought Boston butt. Fattest one.
And it helps so
fattest
much.
One she could find. And they had hamburgers. And I like it in chili. I can't tell the difference.
Angie likes to make deer chili, and I like to eat deer chili. So
well, I can't tell the difference in beef in it.
No.
And I don't know if I've ever cooked a roast, but somebody was telling me about smoking a deer ham. Have you done that?
I've done that. And here's how I hear it now. But you know, Sammy, everything I barbecue tastes like mutton. It's just, I'm Catholic and I'm from Western Kentucky. That's what I do, you know. Well, to all my Lexington buddies, I'm from Western Kentucky. To all my Western Kentucky buddies, I'm from Central Kentucky. I'm just from here.
We're just from around here.
But this is dip-making country. When you get to the West, you know, I'm half Ball Town, so that makes me a Western Breckenridge County and halfway.
Yeah, I guess I'm northern. I don't know what I am. I'm kind of in the center.
A Webstonian. That sounds classy, doesn't it?
The suburbs. The Westonian castle.
That's right. Sammy lives in the greater Webster metropolitan area. But I just make dip, like mutton dip. Mm-hmm. And I've done it on the smoker. I would rather do it the old church pit style. Just over the coals, but it works on the smoker. And I just dip it like you would a mutton leg. But again, you got to be careful eating my barbecue because I could barbecue a chicken. And it's going to have that muttony Worcestershire wang to it because I make dip. And that's, just,
dip
you know,
is,
that's just what I do. But deer is so very kin to mutton that way because sheep fat's not good. You know, you really got to trim those things. That old tallow, get in the roof of your mouth. It's like, have you ever give a dog peanut butter before? That's about what. So you get that mutton and deer tallow in the roof of your mouth, it's not good.
And I don't like that feeling.
No.
You get that. I know what you're talking about.
Not good.
Get that in there, and then you take a drink of tea or something. It's like it's stuck to your mouth.
It's like eating lard.
Yeah, and I don't like
but
it.
But not as good as eating lard.
No.
But that hickory coals, it'll take what fat is left off of it. And I just pull it or chop it like you do mutton and dip it and do pickles and onions just like they do at the church picnics. And I think it's pretty good.
I bet it is because, a lot of my deer hunting and deer, not that I hunt, but hearing about has come from the Browns.
I got you a camo shirt and a Hunter orange vest and an orange hat.
Oh, you've heard that thing, haven't you, where that guy takes his wife and she has her new boots on.
That's the funniest thing I ever
heard. He wants to clean up the woods. That makes me laugh out loud. But it's from the Browns because Teddy's always been a hunter. And, you know, and I know Barbara always said when I first became friends with him a couple years ago, that Teddy never, he liked to do his own because he took all the fat off.
Yep, that's the silver skin and fat.
Fat.
That's the trick, folks. If you had deer and if you do eat meat and you've had deer and you didn't like it, chances are he just wasn't prepared right.
Wasn't dressed right.
And the main thing, when you get them on the ground, get those guts out. I know it's gross. It's not fun. Nobody likes to field dress deer. It's the first thing Daddy ever taught me. He said, if you're going to kill it, you better know how to dress it. Because if you take good care of it, it's good to eat. That is a dying art, I'm afraid. A lot of people are taking them to they want to take them to the processors with the guts still in them. They charge you more if you do that. And
the meat's probably not as good.
No, I mean, deer hair is an insulator. And those guts, you can leave one overnight. That deer's still going to be 90 degrees inside. Now, that's a good way to make you and your loved ones sick.
Yeah.
If you try to eat that. So get them out. It's easy. YouTube is good for everything. You might not dress them the same way I do, but get on YouTube and learn how. And learn to enjoy deer meat. Let's take the population down a little bit.
Yeah,
let's get rid of some of these spike bucks and scrawny does.
Well, yeah, you know, and it's not good every time you see a car. As I say, you see one down beside the road, somebody's car's had a lot of damage on it, which that makes, of course, insurance fixes that. Right. You don't get any points or anything, but it makes your makes everybody's insurance right. go up.
So just think, that could have been jerky for you.
Yeah, right. Or deer sausage. Oh, I love that jalapeno cheese deer sausage.
Time for me to go give Webbs $500.
I think we chatted enough about this.
It has been fun. And, you know, deer hunting, big part of our culture here. And I enjoy it. And wish me luck with the rest of bow season. I need it, all the luck I get. Hashtag Team Hoyt.
I hope you get a good one, Paul. Thank you, Sammy. I hope you get a good one.
What a fun time with you. Stay with us. We got all kinds of cool stuff leading up to the holidays. And until next time.
Don't ever trust that skinny cook.